This is Radio Kate here at Bletchley Park, and I have caught up with Peter Barron from Google, who have been supporting Bletchley Park for a while. In fact, it was Google that helped buy the Turing papers.
That's right. Towards the end of last year, we became aware that the Turing papers were up for auction and that there was a danger that they might leave Britain, maybe go to the States. And one of my colleagues at Google set out to try to raise funds to keep them in Britain. And he managed actually to raise $100,000 over the course of a weekend.
That's pretty good going.
And luckily then, eventually, the papers were bought at auction. And I'm delighted to say that they're now on show at Bletchley Park.
And what was Google's interest in the papers?
Well, at Google, really Alan Turing, the great mathematical genius behind the birth of modern computing and behind Bletchley Park, he's a hero to a lot of people at Google, and the code breakers are as well. So it's always been a story and a place that's been very, very close to the hearts of many, many people at Google. So one of my colleagues, he banged the drum and said, look, we've got to get involved in helping. We got involved in helping by the papers, and then the relationship has continued ever since. So we've been involved in helping to organise this event this afternoon, which is, as you can hear, is being challenged by a lot of rain. And the aim is to help restore one of the very derelict buildings here, Block C, with the aim of turning it into a visitor centre so that lots of people can come and hear about this incredible story.
I mean, it is an amazing place with a huge amount of history, and yet I kind of expect it to be a fully listed National Trust kind of property, and yet you sort of walk through and there's bits looking dilapidated and there are buildings you can't go into because you'd fall through the floorboards. Does that not just seem like a tragedy to me?
Well, it is sad, and I think the reason that happened was because it remained an official secret for many decades after the war. So it wasn't until the 70s, and then the full secret didn't actually emerge until the 1980s. And by that stage, many of the buildings had fallen into disrepair, and it wasn't generally known about. So there's been a great campaign over the last few years. The campaign has had ups and downs. At certain points, it's looked as if the whole place might close. But I'm delighted to say that with support from various quarters, the future of Bletchley Park is now secure. And really, the next task is to build it into the fantastic museum that it deserves to be.
And what will be the next step for the partnership with Google and Bletchley Park?
Well, we're aiming to raise, in partnership with the Bletchley Park Trust, about £2 million over the course of the coming months. Really, we hope by the end of the year to have that £2 million in place, and then we can get on with building and refurbishing Block C and turning it into a visitor centre.
It's amazing how many people are excited and interested when you tell them about the history of Bletchley Park, but haven't actually bother to get on a train. Say from London, it's very easy to get, the station, Bletchley Station, is just across the way. What would you say to somebody who's never been here to try and persuade them they should actually come and see and touch and feel a bit of this history?
Yes, I mean, it is 40 minutes from Euston Station, and when you get to Bletchley Station, it is literally across the road. So it's incredibly easy to come to. The atmosphere here is really inspiring. The mood and the spirit is really fantastic. And, you can see all the people here today, they love the Bletchley Park story, which has got so many incredible aspects. It was heroism, it brought the war to an end 2 years early, it saved thousands of lives, and it was probably the greatest achievement of science and technology and mathematics in the course of the last century. So it's a fantastic, inspiring story. It's also got a very tragic human aspect to it. So the great hero and genius behind it, Alan Turing, was persecuted for his homosexuality after the war and committed suicide in the 1950s, and was never properly recognised for the great achievements that he made. The government apologised to Alan Turing a couple of years back, and I think it's great that he is now being properly recognised for what he did for the country and in bringing the war to an end. So it's really great that so many people are pulling together in putting Bletchley Park on the map and helping to rebuild the museum.
That's wonderful. That should give you many, many reasons to visit. So if you haven't already, book your train tickets, come down and taste a bit of the history here.
Or indeed, have a look for it on the Street View map, because actually on Google Maps, over the last couple of days, we've had the Street View trike here taking pictures of the huts at Bletchley Park. So even if you can't make it here on the train, you can, in a couple of weeks' time, you'll be able to visit it virtually on Street View.
Oh, that's a fabulous idea. And will you be tracking the progress as these huts get restored? Will you be able to compare the then and now if they've been the trike?
In due course, I hadn't thought of that, but yes, that's a good idea. Thank you.
Brilliant, thank you.